Seattle has a new mayor, mayor number 4 this year. And yes, woman mayor number 2 of all time. She is Mayor Jenny Durkan. Welcome to work and welcome back to KUOW.
Hey, it's great to be here. How are you?
Good, thank you. Starting with that, how much does it matter that you are Seattle's first woman mayor in almost a century?
You know, I think it's really important. I think we need to show every young girl and every young boy they can be whatever they want to be. And it shouldn't take 92 years to have another woman mayor. But I'll show up to work every day working for everybody.
Have you had a minute to yourself to let all of it sink in? This job, your life?
I've not yet. I think different parts of it are hitting me at different times. Walking in the office today for the first time and seeing Office of the Mayor, Jenny A. Durkan, you know, it's real and the responsibility is enormous.
Yeah. Now, well, let's talk about some of the responsibilities. Yesterday, you signed an executive order reaffirming the city's commitment to its race and social justice initiative. But the city's civil rights office told KUOW this week they're having trouble doing their job, partly because they don't have any enforcement authority. Would you give them that authority?
One of the things we're going to do is work with the Office of Civil Rights, and I've been talking to City Council already, to really do a vet and top-to-bottom review of the Office of Civil Rights to make sure that it's got the right powers and the right people in place, because that is such a critical component. As you know, I set up a civil rights division at the U.S. Attorney's Office, one of the first in the nation. It's an issue I care deeply about. It's an issue that matters to our city, so we're going to make sure it gets done right.
Also, Mayor Durkan, the city plans to make some neighborhoods denser and taller, and a group of neighborhood activists is challenging that plan. They say it will make Seattle far less affordable and bring more traffic, more pollution, and not enough schools. How do you respond?
We know that Seattle is going to grow, and we know that every part of the city is going to get density. But what we have to do is make sure we do it in a smart way and a way that gets developers to pay for low-income housing. That's why I've been so committed to the HALA process. But at the same time, I've made clear we want to have deep dialogue with each of the communities to make sure that we get this next phase of Seattle growth right. We're rebuilding this city for the future. Let's make sure we do it in the right way. So I look forward to having more engagement with people.
But what of those charges, if any, are true? Far less affordable if these changes go through. You know about the argument about teardowns and new, more expensive places going up. So this group of neighborhood activists says far less affordable with more traffic, more pollution, not enough schools. Is any of that fair?
No, if we do this right, I think what we'll do is we should improve all of those things for the people of Seattle. While we grow, we have to make sure that we have the right infrastructure in place so that we have better transit, better bus lines, easier for people to walk and bike. We also have to make sure that as we grow, that we are working with Seattle Public Schools to get enough schools in place to handle the growth as well. So I think all of this is going to require deep engagement across the city and regionally to make sure that we grow together in a way that makes sense.
Okay, so if I understand you right, it sounds like you're saying some of those concerns are fair, might be true, but you're promising to make sure that that's mitigated. Is that fair?
I think what's more fair is we've already seen those kind of impacts from the growth that we've had because we grew so quickly. Now we have to have smart growth, and we have to make sure as we grow as a city, we're thinking about holistically how we become a better city. That doesn't mean there's not going to be, you know, some amount of difficulty and pain in short terms. As we've said before, and you and I have talked about, for example, transportation will probably get worse in the next 3 to 4 years than better just because of all the mega projects coming online in downtown. So we have to have short-term fixes, but we have to do those fixes with a long-term view.
And another big challenge for you, this is Mayor Jenny Durkan, our brand new mayor of Seattle. How will the average Seattleite notice any difference in our homelessness crisis after 4 years of Mayor Durkan?
After 4 years, we hope to have more people off the street and in long-term housing. We will improve our short-term shelter. This will take, this problem has been years in the making and there is no immediate solution, but we'll have to have strategies in place for the different people and different populations that find themselves in those desperate conditions. You know, for example, the parents, particularly the women with children living in vehicles, they need a different strategy and solution than perhaps other people who have ended up experiencing homelessness. So we will have a range of strategies to deal with that. And at the end of 4 years, we hope that we have more people who are not just housed, but have the support they need for us to be proud of ourselves as a city.
Mayor Durkan, everybody's talking about sexual harassment, sexual misconduct, assault, Harvey Weinstein, Roy Moore, Kevin Spacey. Today, just today, it's Matt Lauer, Garrison Keillor, and I want to revisit our handling of the Ed Murray allegations. The first allegation against him was in April. You didn't call for him to resign until September. Has anything that's happened since in this national conversation made you think you made the wrong call on Ed Murray in any way?
We have to really look at this as a broad societal problem. And as you know, I've had experience representing, you know, victims of sexual assault and sexual harassment, and have seen how difficult it is for them to come forward, and think that we in every workplace and every part of our society have to have more supports for people to make those kinds of claims and feel supported. At the same time, I've also represented people who have been charged with things that they did not do, and it was proven later that they did not do. So building in due process is really important to where we are. You know, we are not in a, you know, going forward, I will make sure that the city of Seattle, that we review our own processes to make sure that our workplace is a place that is safe for people. They feel that there is a channel that they can raise concerns, and those concerns will be taken seriously.
So just to make sure I understand, some leaders called for Mayor Ed Murray's resignation earlier than you do. No regrets about your handling of that situation?
I think, again, I have to, you know, I'll say it again, I've said many times, I don't believe I was in any position to judge what happened over three decades ago. But what I do know is, for the city of Seattle and for people, if people are in a workplace, they deserve to have a workplace that is free of that kind of discrimination and harassment, just as they're entitled to have a workplace that does not have racial discrimination or gender discrimination. And as chief executive of the city, I'm going to make sure that we redouble our efforts so that everyone shows up to work knowing that their work is valued and they will be treated fairly.
And my last word on that is that I ask because, as the chief executive, you might end up having to judge some allegations that possibly happened three decades ago. That's part of what's difficult about these allegations.
You know, I think it is difficult. It's very rare, though, you will have anyone in any kind of workplace today that is asked to judge an employee for things that may have happened three decades ago in a different state or a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what we will do going forward as a city, what I want to make clear to people is, this is an issue that we know has been rampant in every kind of work situation. As a woman coming up in my profession, there was no job I ever had that I didn't feel this kind of discrimination. No job.
Really? No job you ever had?
No. And I think any woman that has worked in the workplace knows what it's like to be treated differently, sometimes in small ways, sometimes in big ways. And we're changing as a society, but as we change, what this conversation tells us is there is no free pass for people to be able to treat people without respect and dignity, and that everyone walking into a workplace or a restaurant or anywhere in society deserves to be treated with equal respect. And in the workplace, that means that you get equal pay. You don't have to be subject to harassment or racial discrimination or various kinds of aggressions, and that people know that they're going to be valued for what they can contribute.
Just two more questions for Seattle's new mayor, Jenny Durkan. Seattle's so far not on track to reach its goals regarding climate change. And you said during the campaign that's an important priority. What will you change?
It's one of the first briefings we're going to have. I've already sat down briefly with our folks and team on climate change to see what we can do to move the needle on that. We will redouble our efforts, and everyone should know we are absolutely committed to not just reaching our goals on climate change, but really being a national and world leader on climate issues. It did not get the attention in the campaign that some might think that it would have, just because we have such pressing issues. But it is a critical, critical issue for our city and for our planet, and we are committed to leading on that issue.
Finally, Mayor, you used to work for FIFA, the soccer governing body. The Sounders play in the Western Conference Championships tomorrow. What do you think of the two-legged final where away goals count more?
You know, I tell you, I'm so excited for the Sounders to be in the playoffs. And I'm glad that we've got Dempsey back. I hate to admit it, but when I moved about 10 years ago, I finally parted with my pair of shorts that were the original Sounders. And the only reason I could part with them is because we had the Sounders back. And I'm pretty confident that we've got the right people in place to do pretty well going forward.
A confident prediction, a confident mayor of Seattle.